Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. Rose and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday, August the 5th, 2014. Rose and I hope you are having a very good day. We're going to get things rolling with Republican CD1 candidate, State Representative Adam Quasman, who is involved in a three-way race in CD1, the sprawling CD1 district. Let's go right to the live line and Adam Quasman. Representative Quasman, how are you today?
Hey, Bill. How are you?
Doing well. How's the campaign going?
We are rocking and rolling. In fact, Jesse Kelly's coming in. He just came in from Texas today, and he's going to do an event for us this evening at 5:30 at the Oro Valley Country Club. Nice little get-together of conservatives, and, you know, there's no greater warrior in this area. He really set the stage for the conservative movement to really take over Northwest Tucson area, and I'm a product of that, a proud alumnus of that Jesse Kelly world. Tonight's event should be really fun. You can find out more about it on facebook.com/Adam Quasman.
That's how I first met you, when you were associated with the Kelly campaign.
That's right.
Yeah, you were a spokesman or one of the officials.
I managed his 2010 campaign for Congress.
There you go, 2010.
Not the special election, but the first election.
So tell me, I got to ask you about this, the well-known mistaking a school bus filled with campers for Central American immigrants that brought nationwide publicity. Is that notoriety, Adam, that I assume you would rather not have?
Listen, I made a mistake. I'm a human being. It was an honest error. I took responsibility for the situation immediately, and we moved forward. The thing is, the entire amnesty problem and the problem with illegal immigration has not gone away. This has been a failure of the rule of law. It's been a failure of the Obama administration, a failure of Congress, a bipartisan failure. We need a long-term solution to our illegal and legal immigration problems, and that's going to take a new generation of leadership in Washington, D.C.
Is it possible, Adam Quasman, to secure the border?
Absolutely. You know, they built a double-layer border fence in San Diego. Violent crime dropped by 54%. They built the double-layer border fence in the Yuma sector. They went from 138,000 arrests the year before to just a few thousand the year after. That's not the be-all, end-all. It's part of it. We also need to send the National Guard to the border immediately and give them the real rules of engagement. We also need to enforce E-Verify so that we have a true worker-sponsored program for any type of guest workers that are working here. You know, when I was studying abroad in England, I was at the RAND Europe, and I had to go through their immigration system. And when my time was up, I couldn't work anymore in the UK. And I went home, and I was studying at Cambridge University, as well as working at RAND Europe in that office at Cambridge. So, you know, this can be done. Other countries have been able to manage their immigration policy. It is amazing to me that the U.S. has failed. I think there's been political strife on both sides that has been causing a failure in consensus. And I think a strong advocate for the rule of law, limited government. That's why Sheriff Joe Arpaio has endorsed my campaign, alongside with real solutions of the legal immigration system.
The primary is so many times playing to the base. Are you the most conservative of the three candidates, and can you beat the incumbent if you were to advance Congresswoman Ann Kirkpatrick?
I don't think there's any question about my proven conservative record. Americans for Prosperity named me champion of the taxpayer. I led the fight against my own party, fighting against the Medicaid expansion through Obamacare. I also consistently have been an advocate in the fight against Common Core. Here's the deal. I believe right now this is not about right or left. Conservative solutions to our country's problems is the only way forward, and that's why our message has been resonating with Republicans, conservative Democrats, and libertarian and independents. You know, when we have a Navajo generating station that can close, I mean, there was a recent deal, but frankly, they're still going to lay off hundreds of jobs. That's not a Republican or Democrat problem. That's not left or right. That's right or wrong. When you have mines in Oracle and Superior, when you have when you have industries that have been out of work for so long because of overregulation and too high taxation, this is no longer about what side of the aisle or team elephant and team donkey. You know, frankly, both be damned. That's how I feel about that. We just need to send real solutions-based conservatives that know that entrepreneurial capitalism, a rule of law, simple rules that are put in place that limit government and allow ourselves to go as far as our God-given talents can take us. That's what's going to save these United States.
State Representative Adam Quasman, CD1 Republican candidate involved in a three-way. Let's go to the Buckmaster Show live, line 790-2040. David has a question for you, Adam. Go ahead, David.
Before the question, I just wanted to remark that, you know, the whole darn, you know, human and drug trafficking industry is just trashed our public lands. What they do is they cut a hole in the fence and they make a wildcat road through the desert, and they tear up the land for off-road vehicles, make an illegal road, then the law enforcement shuts them down, and they just go to another place, make another road. This process repeats over and over again. We've got scads of wildcat roads crossing our public lands.
Okay, David.
Vehicle damage. But my question is, in California, which is more a liberal state, and the liberals tend to favor open borders, they've done a lot more to secure the border, you know, the double fencing and all that. Here in Arizona, which is more conservative, we have a lot less. I was just curious.
Okay.
So I believe in building a double-layer border fence, but also I'm the only candidate in Congressional District 1 in the Republican primary who's also 100% against what I call the three forms of amnesty. The three forms of amnesty are the following. The first is, you know, flat-out amnesty. The second is a path to citizenship. And the third is I'm against legal status. So I'm against all three of those. And frankly, if we start granting legal status for those who are here illegally, it's a complete destruction of the rule of law. I'm for legal immigration. I'm all for it. Everybody here, most people that I know, have their families immigrated to this country the right way within the last two or three generations. You know, but when we start destroying the rule of law and picking and choosing who we want here, this is a big, big, big long-term problem. Both of my opponents, Gary Keeney and Andy Tobin, support legal status, and I just can't understand that. That's not the fair distribution of the rule of law. That is not what an equitable means is. This is, we believe in a rule of law in this country. Free market entrepreneurial capitalism won't work unless we have an across the board even allocation of the rule of law. That's why I'm 100% against amnesty. That's why Sheriff Joe Arpaio has endorsed me for Congress.
What would you do with the 12 million illegals?
When you have a rule of law that's enforced and e-verify, I believe that we can create an immigration system that's, frankly, that works for everybody. You know, this is, I don't think that this problem should even be talked about for those who are here without securing the border first, and then reforming our legal immigration system, getting our H-1B visas reformed to where it's far more simple, less complicated. Right now, we have a system in place that has incentivized illegal immigration and disincentivized legal immigration. And frankly, not everybody here who is here wants to become American citizens. We need to have true guest worker programs. We need to make sure, but all of these programs, in my opinion, does not mean that you have to grant amnesty or legal status for those who are here illegally. It just means that we have a simple and respectful methodology of getting work permits as well as immigration, our immigration system under control.
I know I've only got about a minute and a half with you. You do have to run at 12:15. I do appreciate you spending some time with us. How do you, other than the amnesty and immigration, how do you separate yourself from Andy Tobin and Gary Keeney?
Well, first of all, Andy Tobin has been ranked friend of big government by Americans for Prosperity. He voted for Common Core park testing. You know, that's not the kind of conservative that we need. And he doesn't live in the district. That's a big one, by the way. Andy Tobin cannot vote for Andy Tobin for Congress. You know, that to me is just a real sad state of affairs when you have people running. I'd call him a carpetbagger, but that means somebody who moves to the district to run. He can't even do that. Gary Keeney is a very nice guy. He's from the tip of the district. You know, I think right now what we need is a new generation of proven conservatives. You could look at my record and see what I've done, see where I stand. You could take a look at my votes. I think it's so important in a trust, but we need to live in a trust but verify kind of world with our politicians. And we see, is that candidate doing what he says and saying what he does? Well, I told everybody when I was running for the state house on your show that I would lead that fight against the Obamacare expansion, and I did it. I told everybody that I was against Common Core, and I consistently voted against it. Limited government, free market, entrepreneurial capitalism, a rule of law. You can find out more about my positions at adamquasman.com. Come and see Jesse Kelly. Come and see me tonight. Go to facebook.com/adamquasman. Find out more about it. And I ask any of your voters and all of your listeners that live in Congressional District 1, they will finally have real, unabashed, conservative, and authentic leadership in Washington, D.C.
All right, Adam Quasman, thank you very much. Good luck with your event tonight. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Bill.
This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson. If you're looking for a great getaway for the weekend, consider the arts and recreation. Historic community of Silver City, so much to do with that mile-high elevation, makes for mild nights and mild days and cool nights. So much to do, like exploring the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument, and no shortage of great places to stay, like Bear Mountain Lodge and Fayetteville Hot Springs Resort. You can find out more on their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org. We'll be back in a moment with our certified financial planner with the Tuesday Moneymaker Report, Mr. Shelley Fishman. That's next.
Hi, Dr. Kevin Lehman. Want to see the fastest draw in all the West? Want to see it again? Anyway, if you're looking for somebody to take care of those termites that you've got in your house, do yourself a favor. Call my friend Shelby Hawkins over at 5-Star Termite and Pest Control. They do a great job, they're economical, and they're friendly to our environment. 886-0045.
We're 5-Star Pest Control, and we know what bugs you.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's vscott.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Shelly Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is, Shelly Fishman, certified financial planner, the man we turn to for financial advice here on the Buckmaster Show every Tuesday at just about exactly this time for our Tuesday Moneymaker Report. And Shelly, first of all, how are you, my friend?
I'm trying to talk through a frown.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of ugly on Wall Street. But over the last couple of sessions here on the Buckmaster Show, I've asked you the same question. When are we going to see the correction? Maybe I brought bad luck by asking that question.
And what we said was you can't time the market. We thought it might be in June. We almost got through July without any signs of this kind of pullback, and now we're showing very strong signs that this is in fact the correction that so many people were expecting. Now, you know, Bill, as you know, a formal correction, technically, it needs to be 10%, and we're not there yet.
Where are we?
We're about 6. Mm-hmm. But you know, just because it doesn't necessarily meet the technical specifications, what we see in corrections is without any fundamental changes in the economic indicators, that the market sells off. And that it sells off in a very volatile way. So corrections don't necessarily happen over 2 or 3 days. They normally happen over a more extended period of time, 3, 4, 5 weeks. I think that's what you're going to see here. You're going to see extended volatility between now and the end of the summer, probably just after Labor Day. We'll see some smoothing out, and then I think a good rise to the end of the year. Again, I'm sticking with the predictions that so many of the economists have, and people in my profession have started off the year with, which is 6 to 10% for the year. We were there.
Mm-hmm.
We were on there, the road
but
to
now
twice
we're
that.
Not there. So to now get back to there,
yep. We're back to January 1st.
We're going to have to start thinking good things about the fall.
Well, we do. We have to think about good things for the fall. We have to understand that there are going to be some adjustments so that everything that fell won't necessarily come back. And some of the things that didn't fall, you know, might peak. What we're seeing is what really does look like the typical things in a correction. What makes this a little unusual, Bill, is that corporate profits are still pretty good, though not as good as I think in some sectors has been hoped. But more importantly, what we're seeing is a world that appears to be in turmoil.
Mm-hmm.
And for, you know, stocks to behave in a usual way, in a predictable way, during that kind of turmoil, I think talks to the underlying strength of this recovery.
And the market had weathered some of these crises very well up until the end of July. So, Shelly Fishman, is a correction by its nature a good thing?
Corrections are necessary things. You get kind of mini bubbles. What happens is people overbuy. You get this effect of people kind of chasing the curve. And so as the market goes up, people say, I'm going to miss out on this opportunity. And so they get in a little bit late. As soon as the market flattens out a little bit, they start selling. You get a lot of computer program trading that increases the volatility in those days, scares the heck out of people, and so you begin to see withdrawals from the market. So what you're seeing now, and I think what you'll see during the rest of this month, is high levels of volatility. Triple-digit days are going to be more common than not.
And This is, of course, for folks who have been on the sidelines, this is really an opportunity. This is a buying opportunity.
This is a buying opportunity, and if you wait for the exact moment of the bottom,
right,
you're going to miss it.
Right.
So I was buying today.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my clients were buying today through me. When, you know, greed is a good thing. You know, greed is good. You know, thank you, Gordon Gekko. But greed is not a rational strategy for investing in the market. You buy on weakness and you sell on strength. Now we've got some weakness. It's the time to kind of rebalance, take a look at where you've taken some profits, see if you reasonably can expect those profits to continue. You have to do some dispassionate rebalancing. You know, one of the things that we are conditioned to believe is that markets are rational and that people who invest in markets are rational. That turns out to be caca.
Hmm.
That's my scientific word for it. I can't say the real word.
No,
on,
you can't.
On the radio.
No.
But people are not rational. Markets do not act rationally. We've seen that now over the past 20 years, and there's been a whole bunch of studying of why irrationality or non-rationality exists in markets. So that the idea that you can predict through deductive reasoning what rational markets are going to do turns out to be, again, my scientific word, caca. What we have is a lot of emotions on one side driving market movement and total dispassionate computer programs on the other. Neither one of those things is entirely rational.
Shelley Fishman with us with our Certified Financial Planner Tuesday Moneymaker Report. You said that you've been buying today on behalf of some clients. Are there some particular sectors that look good to you then today?
Yeah, some do. We got some real downward movement in some of the high-yield bond segments, and also muni bonds took a hit over the past couple of days. I think they're kind of cheap right now.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at energy, take a look at consumers, take another look at Europe. Europe has gotten clobbered a little bit. Might be worth thinking about getting into some of the index funds that track the Northern European stock markets, Germany, Netherlands, maybe even France.
Spain is having somewhat of a recovery.
Spain
right
is
now.
Having, but
they actually
you know, that's
got
not
their
for the faint of heart.
They actually got their unemployment down from about 1 in 3 people unemployed to about now 1 in 4.
Unless you're below 30 or 26.
Oh, really?
Is the measurement. Oh, yeah.
Really?
The youth unemployment in Spain is still at 50%.
Mm.
It's horrible.
So not for the faint of heart.
But Spain
investing
is
there.
Embarked on an export strategy, manufacturing strategy. They're kind of taking their lead from Germany, if you will, in terms of, hey, this worked for Germany, maybe it'll work for us. And they seem to have gotten it, if not completely under control, they've certainly turned the corner.
The dollar is looking stronger, too. It's interesting, the dollar really shored up as the market began to fall in late July. The dollar has been stronger.
Yes, largely because of the weakness in some of the other currencies. People are looking at Japan, scratching their heads, where are the Japanese here? So the dollar has been very, very steady. One of the things we haven't seen much movement in is gold.
Mm-hmm.
I would not be buying gold now. I think gold is very fairly priced,
mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's gone anywhere.
Mm-hmm. You think it is at that 13? It stayed pretty even now. Keel at about $1,300
an ounce. Yeah,
and hasn't moved very much.
I don't
much.
See it going back to 17 anytime soon. You should have some in your portfolio. Now might not even be a bad time to buy some if you don't have any. But if you're already there, if you got 3-4% in your portfolio, I wouldn't touch it.
Folks, remember, everybody's investment questions are going to be different. It depends on your age, what your situation is. And those are all questions that when you sit down with Certified Financial Planner Shelley Fishman, he will talk to you about, and there's no obligation when you sit down to visit.
Well, not the first time.
No, not the first time.
That's right. There's no obligation
at all. The door is open.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And sometimes you can have a good discussion on the phone, sometimes mm-hmm. you can face-to-face, but the way way you choose a financial advisor is by talking to several and then finding the one that seems to fit your profile best of all.
Like you're picking a manager for a baseball team.
That's exactly what you're doing.
So you're going to interview these people and check them out and see if you are compatible.
Compatibility is clearly important.
Shelly, how do we get a hold of you?
BuckmasterShow.com is one way. ShellyFishman.com is another. 940-0884 is a good way, too.
All right. Give him a call. He's a good guy, and he has some really good answers to our financial situation. Back right after this.
Opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelly Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelly can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shellyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. An American general has become the highest-ranking U.S. Army officer to be killed in the Iraq or Afghanistan wars. Pentagon says a general was killed today in apparent insider attack at a military installation in Afghanistan. 15 soldiers, many of them Americans, were wounded in the attack, and the gunman was killed. Israelis and the Palestinians each have a delegation in place in Cairo for talks aimed at a long-term truce in Gaza. Both sides halted cross-border attacks as a three-day ceasefire took hold this morning. It's been a tough day on Wall Street so far, heading into the final half hour of today's trading. The Dow is down about 156 points, the Nasdaq is off 43, and the S&P trading 21 points lower. More details at srnnews.com.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amori's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amori is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amori, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amori on the web at veroamori.com.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 8/31/14. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tanqueverty Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Heel! No, no, stop it!
Is your dog out of control, dragging you on walks, chewing furniture, barking, or even biting? With over 40 years' experience, Dog Masters Training can train you to provide the proper leadership your dog is waiting for. From basic obedience to walking on a lead, leash aggression to socialization, Dog Masters Training. Because if you don't take control, your dog will. Visit our website, dogmasterstraining.com, or call 977-5965.
Twelve thirty-five now on the Buckmaster Show, and usually the first Tuesday of the month we do our Your Meds segment, focusing on your medication and how to take control of your health care. The host of our Your Meds segment is Dr. Ray Woosley. Dr. Woosley is the former University of Arizona College of Medicine Dean and founder and now President Emeritus of Tucson-based Critical Path Institute. Dr. Woosley's latest venture, a very successful one at that, it's the creation of Credible Meds. That's one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicine, making it very easy for the consumer to find out and get questions answered about the, in many cases, the many medications that that folks are taking. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from 180 countries. We strongly urge you to check out CredibleMeds.org today. Dr. Woosley, how are you?
I'm good, Bill. Thank you.
Well, I have in front of me the top 100 drugs by monthly prescription, and I want to kind of zero in on sales here. And looking at this list, you would think this is a pretty drugged up society we're living in.
we are
very medicated.
I tell people, you know, as a profession, I do drugs.
Oh,
well,
my
we all do.
Goodness. And this might come as a surprise to people that the number one selling drug has to do with schizophrenia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And bipolar,
so are there
yeah.
that many people in need of this drug or
well, yeah. the data would say suggest that we have a lot of mental illness in this country, and that's one of the Abilify. It's one of the most heavily promoted drugs on TV, even. So it's like many of these drugs, you look at their use, and it tells you something about our country. I mean, how many antidepressants are being used? The drugs how much is being spent on heartburn? It just blew my mind that if you look at the two big heartburn drugs on that list, I think it was like $20 billion.
Unbelievable. You know, last session we talked about the hepatitis C drug that is so expensive, and that may be one of the reasons. It might not be so many of the that the medication was issued to that many people. It's just the cost probably threw it into the top 10.
Exactly. And yeah. It's only been on the market 6 months.
Oh, my goodness.
So you can expect it to move to the top of the list. Now, in defense of that drug, it's a cure for mm-hmm. a serious illness. So I don't have a big problem when we're using drugs for people with really serious illnesses that and the drugs that work. On average, this list of 100 drugs, most of them only work in about 50% of people.
Really?
That one works in 90% of people, and it cures an illness. So I have a lot of complaints about many of these drugs and how much we spend on them. It's amazing. The other sad part about it is we spend about $326 billion on medicines, But the misuse and overuse of those medicines cost us $200 billion. And so there's a huge opportunity for saving if we could just use medicine safely and appropriately.
So people don't take the medicine necessarily as directed, as evidenced by over $200 billion spent on misuse. Mm-hmm. That results in doctor visits or visits to the emergency room.
Exactly. And taking medicines that interact, not letting your doctor know that you're taking some herbal or some medicine that you bought on the internet can be a disaster that will end you up in the emergency room.
790-2040, if you have any kind of medication questions for Dr. Woosley, he would be happy to entertain those questions. This will always win you a trivia contest, Dr. Woosley. What is the average number of prescription drugs per year that Americans take? It's pretty darn high.
It is. It's 12 on average.
12.
Now, that's for 330 million people. So, that's 4 billion prescriptions. Most, if you're over age 65, it's 17 prescriptions per
year. Oh, my goodness.
And most people over 65 are taking, on average, 5 or 6 medicines every day.
And they're taking them not just once a day, but they're taking them multiple times a day. You talk about a full area for confusion that could come up. How do you know what to take when? And mm-hmm. interaction, my goodness, with 17 different prescription drugs?
Yeah. It's the interactions are just overwhelming. For example, warfarin, a blood thinner, has 360 drugs that interact with it and can make it dangerous and lethal in some cases. So it means that and this is one of the things Credible Meds emphasizes, and you said it earlier, take control of your medicine's use and be an active participant. Get a team, get your pharmacist, go to one pharmacist and work with that pharmacy. Make sure they've got all your medicines in their record, and they check it to help you manage it.
People use different pharmacies for different drugs, though, and that's not probably a good idea, because then the one pharmacist doesn't know what you're taking.
Exactly.
The other one's
not. People will shop. They'll look to see where's the lowest copay for me. Where can I get a generic drug for a month for $4? Well, that's a great buy, but if it's going to be dangerous for you, it's not a great buy.
What about people who never even pick up the drugs?
Well, that's another part of the problem. And if you're trying to, if you're a poor doctor or a pharmacist trying to manage somebody's medicine, and your records say they're taking a medicine, but a third of them aren't even picked up at the pharmacy. They don't want to pay the copay or the amount that it's going to cost for that prescription, so they just leave it there.
Advertising on television has just become such a big deal for all these top-selling drugs. I'm sure they were represented on TV.
Absolutely. If you just look down this list, it's just like watching the news every night and all the commercials that come on. And so it works. I mean, they're spending billions in advertising to get this market. Coming back to the heartburn medicine, I think that's one that really scares me. Have anybody ever heard of Tums? There are people who these drugs really work. But many people take them long term.
That's a big problem,
and
I
that
understand.
Is. It can be very dangerous if you take these medicines. They really upset your body chemistry if you take them long term, and that can cause bone problems. Short term, these drugs have wiped out bleeding ulcer. That is an amazing feat. We rarely see patients with bleeding ulcers now.
But they're very effective over a short term period. And you're talking about Nexium, 18 million prescriptions for Nexium.
Yep.
And it costs $6.3 billion. But again, the problem is that Nexium is a short-term solution.
Right.
But folks get on it, they feel better, then they don't get off it. But then when they try to withdraw from it,
They'll have a little dyspepsia and they'll get right back on it and stay on it. And that's the downside of that.
Arthritis drugs.
That's an area of a huge expense. And, one of the things you look at this list, you don't see antidepressants anymore.
Mm-mm.
Because most of them are generic. And these are the brand name drugs. And it's important to recognize that if I did a quick sum of these, it's about $160 billion for these drugs. There's another $160 billion for the generic drugs that we spend. And that's most of the antidepressants now, Prozac and drugs like that, are still being used, but they're generic.
How about the two big sellers when it comes to the erectile dysfunction?
Yeah, there's now five of those drugs on the market, and two of them are in the top 100, and it's $2.4 billion for Viagra and Cialis, the two biggest sellers.
I'll tell you, the big comer coming up are these diabetes drugs, and, you know, if this were a music chart, they would say, you know, put the drug with a bullet next to it because it's on its way to the top, and the reason we have a huge diabetes issue in this country.
Exactly. You know, these numbers, I think with diabetes, you can't argue usually whether a medicine's used or not. The problem here is, why are people needing to take these medicines? And it's obesity. Mm-hmm. Clearly, that has been the major driver. Adult onset obesity is pushing this market. And if we could exercise and maintain an optimal weight, if we would walk, my brother totally controlled his diabetes by walking and losing weight. He's now off all of his diabetes medicines.
Well, this is the thing about a lot of these drugs. If you go to the doctor and you present with a particular issue, I wonder how often the drug would be the first choice. Here's your prescription, rather than say, like with diabetes, okay, you're a pre-diabetic, your blood sugar, say, is over 120. You really need to do something before we are going to get you into drugs. Right. You're going to have to radically lose weight. You're going to have to get out there and exercise. Mm-hmm. Then come back in 6 months and see where we are.
Right.
But yeah. How often is that the case?
Well, not often enough. I mean, how many times have you heard somebody say, well, I went to the doctor and he didn't do anything.
Didn't do anything. All I didn't get anything. I didn't get a prescription.
Right. All he did was talk to me.
Yeah, he talked. But where's the prescription?
Right. So we push a lot of this. We get what we ask for, you know.
All right. I enjoy these sessions, Dr. Woosley. Thank you very much. Credible Meds website really can answer all of the questions about what particular drug folks are on. And just go to crediblemeds.org and then just write in the name of the drug, right?
Right.
Have your prescription bottle with you and just type it in.
Keep a list. We have a tool there. Mm-hmm. We have many tools, but the main one is, how do you keep up with the medicines you take? And this tool helps you spell it right and keep that in your wallet in case you're hit by a truck or a SunTrans. Keep that record current with your pharmacy and your doctors.
All right, Dr. Woosley, thank you very much. Crediblemeds.org.
Thanks. Thank you, Bill.
There's only one Los Changuitos Feos, and there's only one 50th anniversary concert, Saturday, August 23rd at the TCC Music Hall. Don't miss this celebration of Tucson's own internationally renowned youth mariachi. Mariachi Cobre comes back from Disney World to its Tucson roots for this extraordinary event. Los Changuitos Feos 50th anniversary concert, Saturday, 7 p.m., August 23rd at the TCC Music Hall. Tickets available at the TCC box office or online through Ticketmaster.
Here in Tucson, we love our beautiful mountain views,
but large windows and sliding glass doors are huge energy zappers.
At American Openings, we build our doors just like our energy-saving windows to keep the heat where it belongs, on the outside. No matter the style, American Openings will create your doors right here in Tucson at a fraction of our competitors' costs. And although the price is less, our quality is excellent. Call today and enjoy our beautiful views year-round without losing your cool.
Call 664-1202 or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. When you step out of your shower, you expect to be refreshed and, of course, cleaner than when you stepped in, right? The fact is, hard water builds up on your shower doors, stalls, fixtures, faucets, and on you. Let's be honest. If it's on your shower door and fixtures, it's on your skin, your hair, appliances, and plumbing too. What a mess. But take it from me, save yourself a lot of trouble, money, and headaches by saying, hey, Culligan man, Culligan has been solving water concerns for over 60 years. Our Culligan representative will do a system evaluation to ensure you get the right solution for your home and family. It doesn't matter whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Try a Culligan water system for only $9.95 per month on the first three rental payments with an annual service agreement. Call us at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Coming up on 12:51 on the Buckmaster Show, the every other Tuesday arts report on Buckmaster, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, the crown jewel of downtown. To view the full schedule of performances and events, visit foxtucson.com. Let's go now to the Buckmaster Show live line. Dan Gibson is with us, Tucson Weekly editor. Dan, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Bill?
Doing very well. Thanks for being with us. Anagram Collective, I'm not sure all of our listeners are aware of this particular gallery, but they've got an interesting show and event that I think is coming up tomorrow. Is that correct? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you're looking for something to do on a Wednesday, mm-hmm. you know, which a lot of people are, mm-hmm. Anagram Collective is an artist collective. There's two painters, an animator, and then a poet. And they tend to spend the summers in rural New Mexico. And they find these inspirations. They work on these animated films and these new pieces of art, and they bring it back here to Tucson, where they live the rest of the year. This is the celebration of that tomorrow night. The gallery opens at 5. They have a show starting at 8. There's going to be paintings, works on paper, landscapes, portraits. There's going to be new music, and then a hand-painted animation film, which you can buy slides from as well. So that's an Exploded View Gallery. It's down on, it's 197 East Tool. It's just west of 6th Avenue, rather.
And again, the premiere of Gila, is that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're an interesting art group, and you can find a little bit more about them on Facebook if you like. But it's funky, interesting stuff that reflects the desert and mixed media work. You can feel a little bit cooler about yourself, discovering new art down there at Exploded View.
And while you are downtown, the current exhibit at Contreras Gallery is on, that's over on East 6th. That's running through the entire month of August.
Yes, and in our weekly, in the issue of the weekly that's coming out on Thursday, we have a full preview of this, or review, or thought piece about this show by Margaret Regan, who knows a lot more about these things than I do. But they did 10 local artists, Contreras Gallery did, to create works inspired by Tucson. So you have pieces that are inspired by Dia de los Muertos. You have pieces that, you know, look at, have silversmiths and raspado shops and inspiration of Mexican folk art, dogs in Armory Park, photography of 6th Street and Arizona Avenue. So you look at Tucson in all these different ways. And in the summer, why not celebrate the city? You know, we're the people who stuck around here and decided to make it through the heat, so why not take a little moment to celebrate the city that we live in?
The name of the show at Contreras Gallery, Dan, is Tucson, the City and How That Inspires People, Culture, Art, Architecture, and Legends. That's a pretty wide canvas of issues and things to attack there.
There's plenty of source material, for sure. So, I mean, and the 10 artists go about it in almost entirely different ways. And you can they're open Wednesday through Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and that show runs through the 30th. So you got some time for that, but make plans to be sure to see it.
Galleries kind of come and go downtown, but Contreras has weathered the storm, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely. So I mean, it's something admirable to, you know, I think it says something about the most successful galleries are ones that have a great connections with the community and have points of view that, you know, that run through the various types of art they have, and I think this show really shows just the sort of depth and the curation of what they do there at Contreras.
The Modern Art Museum, the Museum of Contemporary Art in Tucson, they have a book release party coming up. What's that all about, Dan Gibson?
So that's not relevant. Is the first? It's the first book of art by Isaiah Toothtaker. We wrote a cover story about a year ago. He's a hip hop artist. He's a tattoo artist. He is a pop culture phenomenon. He's all this stuff. He lives here in Tucson, and I have a copy of the book here, right here. It's a little 72-page book, but it's art inspired by emojis. I don't know how much time you spend sending emojis on text, Bill. Do you do a lot of those?
I don't spend any time doing it.
Well, you should. Get into
I know.
It.
I need to get a little more hip, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's okay. You can send pictures of hot dogs or smiley faces. The whole, like, culture of these emojis, and they're distilling sort of ideas and information to their most, like, distinctly basic form, and that's what Isaiah's done with this book. And it's a funny, sort of strange book, but they're going to celebrate the release of it. They're going to have a pop-up bookshop on Sunday night, the 10th, at Mocha. Spork Press, local publisher, is putting out the book, but they're also going to be poets there who are on this national reading tour. They've Joshua Marie Wilkinson and Zachary Zomberg. They've been at the Newport Folk Festival, New York Poetry Festival, all over the place. So they'll be speaking as well. It should be quite an event. They offer, it says, enjoy a pop-up bookshop, visuals, music, poetry readings, booze, and more. So, I mean, what more could you ask for?
And
free for Mocha members, $5 if you're not a member.
And Isaiah Toothtaker, that's his name?
Yeah, that's his name. Yeah, he's certainly a character. We're trying to get Henry, our online editor, to get a tattoo from him, but Henry keeps balking because he wants to decide what he's going to get.
Uh-huh.
But he's going to get a tattoo by Isaiah. It's going to be really something.
So he's an artist, and he owns a tattoo shop, I guess, in downtown?
Yes, right off 4th Avenue, Staring Not Caring. He's a character. He's certainly a Tucson original, but he's a very talented individual. And this book is funny and strange, and it's got a picture of rapper Drake crying. I mean, what else could you ask for?
Are you shopping yourself, Dan Gibson, for another tattoo? And if
I'm thinking of, I have zero right now, but maybe I'll get the one of, I don't know, there's one of some records. There's an old 80s Walkman. I mean, I might get one of these emojis. It'll be great. I'm not running that by my wife. Well, I might just make that decision on my own.
Well, today's art segment pretty much visual oriented, but there's always a lot of music going on in Tucson, even in the summer. Correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of this week's a rich selection of music to see. Rialto Theater has Jenny Lewis, who is in the group Rilo Kiley. That's coming up on that's the 6th. That's Wednesday as well. Probably one of the better shows you'll see in a long time. She's a spectacular musician. One of the things, I'm speaking of the fine people at the Fox, one of the things worth getting tickets for now, they have, is August 19th. They have Randy Newman coming up, and the opportunity to see one of, like, America's really great songwriters in the beautiful space of the Fox, that's an amazing thing to see. There's the KXCI has the Blues Review show at the El Casino this weekend. I mean, there's an infinite number of choices. We're trying to cover them all in the weekly. So if you're around Thursday and trying to make plans, grab a copy.
Okay.
We'll give you plenty to pick from.
What's your cover story? Can you reveal that for us?
Oh, sure. Yeah, why not? Mm-hmm. For you, anything. Yeah.
Okay.
it's a look at back at the grill, restaurant that was on Congress that closed in 2011, burnt down on the 1st of, I think, 2013. It was really one of the first, like, destination restaurants that came to Congress, and it's some part of a sort of a cultural thing that rose out of the grill. So David Mendez did a story. It's like an oral history of that restaurant. Should be it's a great story. And totally worth picking up the paper for.
All right. Dan Gibson, editor of the Tucson Weekly. We will look for the weekly on newsstands everywhere and all the local locations on Thursday. And sometimes it's online by Wednesday night.
Yeah, we aim for Wednesday. It's a small place. Sometimes we get to it. We're busy talking about tattoos. And
yeah, there you go. So. Dan, thanks a lot.
Anytime.
Dan Gibson, editor of the Tucson Weekly, the every other Tuesday Arts Report on Buckmaster, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, encouraging fans of live entertainment. Become a member of the Fox. Members enjoy benefits such as member-only ticket, pre-sale, and concession discounts. For the full schedule of performances and events, visit foxtucson.com. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by our friends over at Culligan. Thank you, Culligan, all of our in-studio guests, and all of the employees here at Good News Communication. Enjoy a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water. Better water, pure and simple. Coming up this afternoon for Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw from 4 to 5. Tomorrow morning, 6 to 8, Wake Up Tucson with the guys Chris and Joe. The Daily Double with Chris DeSimone is from 8 to 9. And then Rosemary Brandt, producer, me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you at 12:04. Rose and I say, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.